Tov, we are starting what is called. We are starting what is called the second half of Sefer Malachim. Okay, the first time in which Malachim in the Gemara in the Tanakh was always known as one Sefer Malachim, same like Shmuel and same like Divrei Hayamim. Okay, by the Targum Shivim, when they translated the Tanakh into many different languages. So for some reason, in the Greek translation, Sefer Shmuel and Sefer Malachim was put together. And it was called Sefer HaMamlachot. Okay, so there was one Sefer called Sefer HaMamlachot, and it was split up into Sefer HaMamlachot Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalid. For what reason? I have no idea. I'm not really sure. Sort of stupid. And that was the way that they kept it in Christian, that was a Christian Mesorah. Until about the 1500s, somehow it seeped into the first printing of a Tanakh, and like I think it was in the 1560s or something like that. One of the Tanakhs was printed, and it had Malachim Aleph, Malachim Beis, Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis. But there clearly is no significance to the Chalukah, and we'll see that's very clear even. Al pi seichel yeshar, there's no difference between the first half and the second half. There's no clear bookend over here, which is telling us this is a new chapter. We're still speaking about the same king, Ahaziah. Ahaziah was the son of Ahav, and he's king for 2 years. We're told that Ahaziah is a bad king. He's bad. He does hara b'inei Hashem. He's only king for 2 years, and that is the background that we need to have. So let's get started. So unclear whether this happens before or after the war that Ammon and Moab have with Malchus Yehuda. I would imagine that it happens before. But that's just a hypothesis that I have. Not exactly sure why. I assume that after the destructive nace which Hashem did on Moab and Ammon in the war against Yehuda, they wouldn't have the guts to go and fight Malchus Yisrael, and that's why I think that it happened the other way. Either way, Moab and Ammon, Kanireh, they see Ahav, as we pointed out, was a very, very strong king. He had influence on an international basis, on an international level, and he sees after Ahav passes away that this Ahaziah guy is not so serious. So he goes out and he rebels against Yisrael as well. Vayipol Ahaziah be'ad hashvacha ba'aliyaso asher b'shomron vayachal. So Ahaziah is walking in his palace at he's in the attic, and there's some sort of wood that the Rishonim try to understand exactly how it happens, but he falls through the attic. And he gets very sick, whatever it was, he became deathly ill through this fall. Vayishlach malachim vayomer alehem lechu dirshu bibal zvuv elohei akron imechyeh micholi zeh. So what does he say? Like any good Jew, what do when you're sick? You call out to Baal Zvuv. Okay, what is Baal Zvuv? Baal Zvuv, Zvuv in modern Hebrew is bug. Now, unclear what exactly Baal Zvuv is. There are some of the modern day researchers that believe that Baal Zvuv is just another version, right? It's just another version of Baal. But once again, Baal Zvuv, the connection with the name of Baal. But either way, it was some form of Avodah Zarah, which was obviously not the most ideal thing. And he sends his shluchim to Baal Zvuv. Now, I know he's off the derech, but this is pretty bad. We don't see throughout all of Sefer Malachim so far that a king chooses in an Eis Tzara to specifically go and speak to an Avodah Zarah. Now, on a national level, we saw that Ahav imported the Baal and so on and so forth. But there were always times in which even the evilest of kings, they knew that they had to speak to Nevi'im. And so the fact that Ahaziah is sending Shluchim, he feels like he has no relationship bechlal with the Nevi'im. So he sends to Baal Zvuv, he sends to an international, some sort of Avodah Zarah, that is a new low. It's a new low. So he sends these shluchim and he says, am I going to live? Umalach Adonai diber el Eliyahu hatishbi. We thought Eliyahu was gone, but he's not gone yet. Umalach Adonai diber el Eliyahu hatishbi. Kum alei likras malachei melech shomron. Go and catch the shluchim. Vidaber aleihem. And say the following. Hami bli ein Elohim bi Yisrael atem holchim lidrosh bebal zvuv Elohei Ekron. That's where you're going. Where's Ekron? Chever, does anyone remember? Ekron is in the area of the Plishtim, right? On the Gaza Strip, that area. Okay? So, he sends Eliyahu to the Shluchim to say, like, what are you doing? Like, Hami bli ein Elohim bi Yisrael, you're going to send to find out, to get a Mishaberach from the Baal Zvuv? There's no God, right? It's very interesting, Chevra. Why is it that he sends Eliyahu to the Shluchim and he doesn't send Eliyahu straight to the king?
Maybe he doesn't trust Eliyahu around the king.
That
doesn't sound crazy.
Okay, maybe. If that. What else?
Well, what has Eliyahu been up to the last?
Well, Eliyahu, remember, Eliyahu, there's still like a gag order on his, right? Meaning like... Huh? We haven't heard about him. That's true. We haven't heard about him. But why wouldn't he go straight to the king? Yeah.
Maybe it's too late for the king, so he wants to maybe like help protect the messengers from like
from being nogea bedavar by being involved in this avera. Huh? Ainch leach ledvar avera. What else? So, however, is it possible? Yeah.
Whenever he sent Eliyahu to the king, it just didn't end well.
Right. Doesn't end well. Eliyahu doesn't have a good track record talking to kings. Doesn't end well. Okay, that's all possible. Is it also possible, I'm just suggesting, is it possible that what is going to come out of this? The shluchim are going to go to Baal Zvuv. What happens as a product of... Bechlal doesn't even matter what Baal Zvuv answers. What happens as soon as they get there and they're asking for the shlom of the king, what happens when people see that? It's a terrible chil Hashem. Terrible. Imagine. Ki mitzion teitei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Right? Bayom ahu yeh Hashem achad ushmo achad. Nachon yeh har hazeh beis elokim. Hashem, Am Yisrael is supposed to be the ambassadors of Hashem to this world. We're supposed to bring nevuah. We're supposed to bring Kiddusha. The nations of the world are supposed to come to us and ask us through our Hashem, through the Beis HaMikdash. Imagine these shluchim go, what a chil Hashem that would be. May Hashem says, I'm going to save this chil Hashem before it even gets started. I'm going to get to the king. We'll get to the king eventually. But we have to stop it before it even happens. It'll be a terrible, terrible chil Hashem. V'lachein. Ko'amar Adonai hamito asher alisa sham lo tired mimena ki mos tamus vayelech Eliya. So what is the message to send back to the king? You're bed stricken now, you're stuck to your bed, you're not getting up. You're gonna die. So Eliyahu goes, Vayashuva hamalachim elav, vayoma alehem mazeh shavtem. So the malachim kanireh come back, Baal Zvuv, it wasn't so close. Eliyahu met them pretty close to the palace, probably. And Ahaziyahu says, why are you back so fast? What happened? Vayomer alav ish ala likrasenu. There was a guy who came. Vayomer aleinu lechu shuvu el hamelech asher shalach eschem v'dibartim alav ko'amar Adonai hami bli en Elohim b'Yisrael ata sholeach lidrosh v'bal zuv Elohei Ekron l'chein hamita asher alisa losham lo tired mimena kimos tamus. So it's interesting. There's the nusach. They repeat word by word. I want you guys for 10 seconds to look at the words and tell me if there's any difference between what Eliyahu HaNavi tells the shluchim and what the shluchim tell the king. Any word that's different. Anyone? Nothing. One word is different. Atem and What do the shluchim say? Ata. The shluchim say ata, and Eliyahu says atem. Now, what's the significance of that, chavra? Atem versus ata, meaning like he's not speaking to Rabbim, so he's speaking to the shluchim are speaking to the king, so they're speaking singular. But chavra, Rabbi Alex Israel, the sefer that I've been using, he says something unbelievable. He says what's going on over here is that the shluchim are impacted by Eliyahu's words. So when Eliyahu was saying to them, like, what are you guys doing? You're part of this. You're going lidrosh es Elokei Ekron. That's what you're doing. They come back and they're shooken up by this. And maybe they even do like an ounce of tshuva. And they come back and what do they say? They don't say verbatim. They say ata, you. It's you. It's not us. Why are you sending us on such a shlichus? Right? There's a change here. Vaydaber alehem me mishpat ha'ish asher alah likraschem. Who was the guy? See, they don't say Eliyahu Anavi, and Achaziah wants to know who is this guy. Vaydaber alehem es advarim ha'ela. Who said these things? Vayamar elav ish baal sear ve'ezor or azur b'mosnav. So they start describing Eliyahu has long hair. Maybe he's a nazir. He's got this beautiful coat. How don't they know who Eliyahu Hanavi is?
He's not like the main guy anymore.
He's not the main guy anymore. Maybe they're like new. Maybe they're
Right? So they're following the king's orders. They listen to this guy they didn't know.
Yeah.
Back to the king.
Yeah, Kanira, they were really shooken by it.
Alicia's
the new. Well, I'm not sure at this point. Right. It could be. It could be. So Vayomer, right away, he recognizes, and he says, "Vayomer Eliyahu Tishbihu." That's Eliyahu.
He probably was thinking that already.
So right. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Last time Eliyahu came back, we said it was just because he had a connection to Achab. Like he right. said, he was done, and then he came back to Achab. So
right.
why is he back now?
Well, Kanira, this is Achab's family. Achaziah is part of Achab's family, and that's what you have to say. That's what you have to say. Or that you have to say what we said last time is not really true. That's okay. Meaning like that's like that it wasn't that he wasn't really done. Meaning like it sounds like, huh? Right. There's what is called, you know, in politics, there's always a tkufa of chafifa. What's chafifa? Right. You know, when people have serious jobs and serious roles, you need to like give some hadracha to the person who's coming into the job. So maybe there's a little bit of chafifa here. Okay. Either way, let's go weiter. Where are we? Pasuk? Tess. All right, let's take a look. Let's not get lost, guys. Vayishlach elav sar chamishi v'chamisha v'yal elav v'inei yoshev al rosh ahar v'yidaber elav ish Elohim ha-melech diber reida. So Eliyahu, guys, think of the scene. Let me describe the scene. Eliyahu Hanavi is on the top of a mountain, okay? On the top of a mountain, probably not somewhere which is so accessible. Maybe he gets up there by a miracle. Because the people that are down in the valley scream out to him, the king said, come down. Why don't they just go up and grab him? Why don't they just go up and grab him? Are they lazy? What is it? If the king said, go, huh? It could be that they're lazy. Well, then when they get okay, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird that they don't. It's weird that they don't go up. But they obviously feel that the koach is in their hands, right? He sends this officer of 50 soldiers with 50 soldiers. They come. That's a hush of a number. They come and they say, Eliyahu, the king wants you. Come down. Vayane Eliyahu. Yeah.
That he was terminally ill, and Hashem said that he never moved to bed.
Right.
And now he and 50 other men are.
No, it's not him. It's not him. He sent a shliach. He sent an officer, not Achaz. The king himself is not here. Okay? So these 50 men and the officer comes and says, Hamelech diber reida. Vayane Eliyahu vaydaber el sara chamishim vim ish Elohim ani. If I am a man of God, tired esh min hashamayim v'tolchaloscha v'schamishecha. If I'm a man of God, a fire is going to come down and consume you and all of your men. Vatered esh min hashamayim v'tolchal oso the Es Chamishav. 50 people are killed just on the spot. Elio makes a scene. Okay, Elio makes scenes. He kills 50 or 51 people. Yeah.
Maybe that's why they didn't go up. Maybe they were just...
They're scared. Okay, it could be. Let's go. Vayashav. Vayishlach elav sar chamishim acher v'chamishav. Now, how does Ahaziah know what happened?
No one came back.
So he sends another group. Or the word got around. Okay? Right? The word got around. He sends Nachamol. He sends again. Vayashav vayishlach elav sar chamishim acher v'chamishav. Vayan vayidaber elav ish Elohim. Ko amar hamelech mehera reda. Chavra, pay attention. There's changes in the Lashon over here. Pay attention. When you're learning Tanakh, you gotta pay attention to the words. Okay, what does the first thing say? It says, Vayidaber lav ish Elohim hamelech diber reda. The king said, come down. Right? What does it say over here? Vayan vayidaber lav ish Elohim ko amar hamelech mehera reda. Okay? There's a mehera. There's a sense of like, okay, now it's serious, really come. But at the same time, like they knew like what happened to their to the people before. They're probably the bones are probably there still, right? Vayan Eliyahu vayidaber aleihem. Im ish Elohim ani tired eish min hashamayim v'tochal oscha v'es chamishecha v'tired eish Elohim min hashamayim v'tochal oso v'es chamishav. A second group of 50 people killed, okay? Vayashav vayishlach sar chamishim shlishim v'chamishav. So he sends a third group. Vayal v'yavo sar chamishim hashlishi. Vayichra al birkov neged Eliyahu. He bows down, gets on his knees and starts begging. Vayishchanein elav vayidaber elav. Ish Elohim tikar no nafshi v'nefesh avadecha ila chamishim be'inacha. Please! Spare me and my men. I don't want to go back in a body bag like all my friends. Please spare my life. Hine yorda eish min hashamayim v'tochal l'shnei sarei hachamishim harishonim v'chamishayem v'atati kar nafshi be'inecha. Please feel that my life matters. Okay, like I'm just a shliach. You don't shoot the messenger. Right, you don't shoot the messenger. You could shoot Ahaziah. He's gonna die. Why is this my problem? Okay, Chaver, do you see the difference in the way that the third guy speaks than the second guy speaks and the first guy speaks? Okay, what's the difference? The difference is that like, if in the beginning there was a drisha from the king, I'm in charge. I can go to Baal Zvuv if I want to. What do I need Elio? So I'm going to send these 50 guys. What am I don't care about it. Get over here right now. Mehera Rita, get down. First time. And Elio does an extreme thing. Now, whether Hashem likes it, he doesn't like it, at this point, it's unclear. But the first time he does something extreme, to show what? This is serious. You're not in charge. Hashem's in charge. Second time, Hashem's in charge. The third time, the Shluchim got it. Like, they got it. They literally bow down to Eliyahu in a certain act which is symbolic of them saying, like, Nitzachta, you're right. You're right. We'll come back with you. It'll be okay this time. We'll just come back and you can speak to the king and it'll be all okay. Vayidaber malach Adonai el Eliyahu reid oso al tirami panav vayakam vayirid oso. El HaMelech. So Hashem comes and says, go back. Yeah.
Does it matter that throughout the whole thing is Saint Isha looking, but now it's Zamah looking?
No, we're not speaking about Elio. Vayidaber Malach Hashem. That's talking about Hashem. Okay? Talking about it's interesting. But no, meaning it's interesting why it says Malach Hashem specifically. But maybe at this point Hashem doesn't come to Elio in a straight way. I don't know. We have to pay attention a little bit more. What does it say in the beginning of the Perek? Umalach Hashem. And the last time that Elio was spoken to? The last time? Where is the last time that Elio spoke to him? When was the last time Eliyahu was spoken to by Hashem? Huh? No, no, no. I mean the last time we saw it inside. No, 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 no. That's not the last time. Novos Yisraeli. Let's see. Chaf Aleph Yudayan? And what's the lesson over there? Vahid Var Hashem El Eliyahu Atish Bilei Mor. No, so, okay. So, we tried. Okay. All right. I don't know. I'm not an expert in prophecy. I don't know. Okay, either way, guys, you understand that what Eliyahu is trying to do over here is he's trying to give them a lesson, right? Ahaziah comes, and what does he say? He says, come over here, Eliyahu. What do you think you're doing? Eliyahu sends the shluchim back, says that you're going to die, right? You're going to die. They get the message. They come back, and instead of saying atem, they say ata, to sort of remove themselves from this whole thing, right? And now, when Ahaziah realizes that he's starting to lose power, he sends power. He sends 50 people and an officer. Why don't you just send one shliach? What's the point? What is he trying to do to Eliyahu? Trying to kill him? Trying to kill him? He's trying to bring him back. What is he trying to do? It's not so clear. But he sends 50 people. Eliyahu says 50 people doesn't matter. You can send a million people. They're all going to get burnt up. Right? And then finally, the third time, like the guy says, like, you know, whether this was from Ahaziah or from himself, he's like, Nebach. Right? Okay, so that's great. Hashem says, go. So, Eliyahu gives the nevuah directly to Ahaziah. Vayamas kidvar Adonai asher diber Eliyahu vayimloch Yehoram tachtav bishna shtayim leYehoram ben Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda ki lo haya lo ben. Okay, so this is where it's going to start getting a little bit confusing. Yehoram and Yehoram, two kings, Melech Yisrael and Melech Yehuda are king at the same time. Yehoram and Yehoram, okay? Possibly they're related, okay? The name is in the family, Yehoram. You know, it's they called him after Chaim Kol, you know? They call him after Menachem Mendel. Okay, so Yehoram, that was the name. So they're, and what's the significance? Ahaziah is young, he doesn't have any children. So there's no one to be Yoresh him to become king, so his brother becomes king. So who is Yehoram? Yehoram is one of Ahav's other sons. Okay? Just realize that the Nevuah hasn't come true about Ahav's family yet. Right? There was a Nevuah that Ahav and his entire family were going to die, including Izebel. Izebel's still alive, Yehoram's still alive, there's other people still alive, so we haven't gotten to the end of this nevuah. V'yeser divrei Ahaziah asher asah Elohim ha'ksuvim al sefer divrei hayamim l'malchei Yisrael.